Learning Masechta Simamis Daf Chafeim and Aleph. The sugya here is the sugya of Nitan Eishes Ish Veitzim Tachas Yod Afri Shekanes Yetzi. The sugya of when there's a kail with Varim Mechorim, how that works both for the Baal and for the Baal. And before we start the Eka sugya, I want to speak out one Machlokes Yishenim on a prat in the sugya. The Gemara brought a braisa. And this din that we might see from the bayil when there's a kail is dafka when she doesn't have children. If she has children, because it will come a begam on the children. It actually says like this: that if the nitan was kanas, yaitzi kasheim leibanim. Actually says minarishain. If she would have children from the Baal, then she won't be Teitze from the Baal. The Chimafkila, because if you're going to tell her Teitze, it comes Ginon Lakalakam, of Dinulu Mamzerim. So whatever because of a Kail you might see from the Baal, where the Gemara says that when there's only a Kail, when there's no Edom, so it's Tavka Ba'in Labanim, Be'esh Labanim, you're not Maitzi. Rashi says it means Banim in the Rishain. The normal case for Stomach, there is Banim from the Rishain. The only case where Yisafi Shekanes Yetzi is when the Rishon had no children. And the Mela, we don't have to worry about being Maitzi from the Baal, you're being Maxik the Kail, because you're not affecting the children. But if, let's say, the Rishon would have children, so then, by being Chayshish for the Kail, you'd be Maxik the Kail Kama, and Mela, you're making them Mamzer. Now, the Rif and the Ramam say Yesh Labanim means Yesh Labanim from the Nitan, from the Baal, from the suspected Baal. And that's a Rav Yishayim hold, and the Rashba says he found this, there's a Girsa of the Brisa that way, which he found in the Muga B'Yeshiva Shebeinu Nisim Gaim. Actually, a Girsa, Kasheim Levana Mina Nitan. So, according to these Yishayim, in the majority of cases, it doesn't matter, L'chare, it doesn't matter if you have Banim from the Baal. The main thing is the question is if you have Banim from the Baal. That if you manage to catch on to the Baal that he got married, and you want to be Maitzian before he had children from this Isha, so then you do. But if you already had children, you're not Maitzian, you don't want to make a laz on the children. And the Rishayim asked, what do you mean? The din is that children that come from a Saita Labayal, more than a Saita Labayal, but children that come from Issa Saita are not Mamzerim. So what's the laz on the Banim? Even if there's Banim, they're not Mamzerim. So the Rishayim say, Baal Kapanim is Muhammad name. The Maisa, I guess it'll be hard for them to get married because people will look at it that they're coming from a illegitimate, illicit marriage that they really shouldn't be married. They're considered Muzuhaman. Now Rashi, that was Matriyach to learn Ein Labanim means Minarishin, L'chaira is because of this Kasha. Because the Yalad, the Banim from the Bayal is not Ma'al Lamari, because anyway not Mamzeir. So L'chaira, according to Rashi, if there was no Banim Minarishin, even if there are banim from the sheni, so you'd be Maitzi. Now the Beis Shmuel says, who would then the other way? The Beis Shmuel, this, no one says it Mefurish, because you don't pass like Rashi, but the Beis Shmuel says Mefurish the other way. And Ebed Ezra Simeon Avsov Kan Ches, that according to the Rambam and the Rif, even if there are banim from the Rishon, you take say. And Shulchan Aruch is mashman that way, because he only brings the din of Yesh Labanim and Inditan. So we're not worried if she has banim from the Rishon. Why not? So the chayyim the time is pasha. The chayyim Rashi is a shtigl chiddush that we're chayishish with the banim and the rishon, because even if she was be'emes mezana with the nitin, what does it have to do with those banim? First of all, you say rei vila salach achar abal. Just because the eishes sishu is mezana, her children are not mamzerim. We assume the children are from the husband. Second of all, the banim and the rishon, if let's say they're older already, so why would anyone think that they came from zlus? Zlus seemed to have happened later. Hey, maybe it could have happened earlier also, but mechatesa. So lav dafki making any sort of pegam on the banim from the Rishon. So here's the machlokes. Rashi says the pegam is from the Rishon. This is mamzeris. The banim from the seita from the bayil. There's no mamzeris, so it's not a problem. The ram lifol fakeret. The banim from the bayil, even though there's no mamzeris, but a yeist by being Meitzi, establishing he's the Baal, everyone's going to think he's for surely was Mezana. So even though there's no Mamzeris, but they're not going to be interested in the children. Mashiach and the Ram and the Riffle from the Rishain, Enoch and Ami, if they came from the Znus, the Mamzerim Gemurim, but Mechatesa they came from the Znus. And that's why it's not a problem from the Rishain. So the Ritva is Mashma that according to the Ram and the Riff, it's a problem either way. And the Meiri brings that from the Rav of Bezdin. So the Rishain and the Klar say it's a problem both from the Baal and from the Baal. But the Beis Shmuel learns, and that's the Mashmais of the Stimus HaPeskin, that according to the Ram and the Rift, the problem is only from the Baal, and according to Rashi, the problem is only from the Baal. Now getting to the Ikkes Sugya. So Machlekes Rishainim, what's the Rav, the Sugya starts off with the Rav saying that the case of Nitan Aleshis Ishvitzu Mitachas Yadai, Avo Bishakanes Yetzi, it's talking about Adam. There was Adam that he was Mizana with her. And Rav was Medayiki from the Mishnah of Itziu, and Bezdin be Adam hu demafki. So with the Kail, you're not Maitzi, according to Rav, not from the Baal and not from the Baal. Azel Lechuru. That's Pasha Taich in the Sugya. And the Gemara brings two brises that are Mashmi or are Maitzi from the Baal al Kabanim with the Kail. And the Gemara says, Hanim Esniyasi, Bai Seima, Hanim Esniyasi Rebihi. These brises go like Rebbe. Now there was one shant that Rav didn't mean you never might see with a curl. Rav was talking about Yesh Lebanim. Yesh Lebanim, you're not Yitzim with a curl. Lamarka de Islay, Lamarka de Islay, where the Yesh Lebanim mean from the Baal HaRishayim, or from the Nitan, but in that case you're not might see from a curl. But Rav is masking that you might see from a curl if there's no Banim. But Yibayi Seima, Lechayr is saying like this, Rav holds you never might see. And Hanim Asliyosam, these two brises that were mashma, that you might see with a kail, is Rebihi. Because Rebbe says, Rechel Yetzi Rishach Hageris B'Sinar, if a peddler goes out of the house and you see a woman putting on her sinar, an undergarment, so I'm a Rebbe, Hailu M'chura Dava Teitze. Since it's ugly, so she has to be Teitze, she has to go out from her husband, and the same thing other cases of Ede Divrei Kiyur. And the Gemara in the end says, Hilchas HaGavasi D'Rav, Hilchas HaGavasi D'Rebbe. It sounds like the Gemara accepted this Yibayi Seima. And according to this Yibayi Seima, Rav holds you never might see with a kail, and Rebbe holds you are. And the Gemara says, Kasha Hilchas HaHilchas HaM, like Kasha HaBakal V'Depasik, HaBakal V'Depasik. If you have a kail, which it comes out a counter kail, which is basic the kail, so that's called the Kal V'Depasik, and that you're not might see. That's how we pass it. And kol delay pasuk, if no one counts the kol, it goes for a day and a half, then you are mitzi. So the Akamashitas Rishainim, we'll try to explain them. Taisus brings down for both the Rebbe and Tam and the Ri that Rebbe's not talking about being mitzi from the Baal. Rebbe's talking about to be mitzi from the Baal. But by the Baal, that's for sure, even according to Rebbe, you need Eidei Tumah. And the Rif and the Rambam was to say that way. And the Rishainim was to bring that from the Halachas Gedolos, the Bahang, and the Rach. So this is the Psak of Rav Rishainim. Rabbein Tam, the Ri, the Rif, and the Rambam, the Bahag, the Rach, and Pashtus, the Rosh also. But there seems to be two Mahalchim even from the Baal, because Taisus seems to say the Pshat in the Gemara is like this, that if Rebbe says that Edei Kiyur is enough to be Maitzi from the Baal, so Kol Shkein, a Kola, a Kail, even a Kola of the Pasuk is enough to be Maitzi from the Baal. Or Hu Adin, I don't know if it's a Kol Shkein, or Hu Adin, a Kola of the Pasuk. So the Pshat is, according to Rebbe, either one is good enough. Eidei Kiyur, or a Kol HaDepasik. The Shaila is, what are these two things? We have Kail and Itan as a Kail, and Eidei Kiyur is Eidei Kiyur, that you saw suspicious activity. What's a Kail means? A rumor everyone's talking, and Eidei Kiyur means that there was suspicious activity going on. So what's the Pshat? So Taisus is Nashma, either one. When you see suspicious activities enough to be mitzi, who would then a kail? Like the Gemara says, and again, it doesn't mean stamma kail, stamma geplapot. It means there's some substance to it. Al kapanim, who would then a kail is the same thing as eidei kiyur. But the Gemara's maskan is you need a kail of the light pasuk. So according to Taisus, it's not mamish 100% clear, but according to Taisus, eidei kiyur is not the same as Eidei Kiyur is the same as the kol of the pasuk, not the same as the kol of the loy pasuk. So the maskanas HaGemara is according to Taisus. So the Baal you're not mitzi, period. not with Eidei Kir, not with the Kala, even a Kala Deloi Pasuk. But from the Bayal, Rabbi holds Eidei Kir is enough to be Meitzi, and from there the Gemara learned who would then a Kala the Pasuk. But the Gemara Lamaisa said that a Kala the Pasuk we pass in like Rab, only a Kala Deloi Pasuk. L'chayr, who would then Eidei Kir also, you're not Meitzi, without a Kala Deloi Pasuk. But the Rambam and the Rif hold, they say this Mefurish, that you might see from the Bible if you have two things, Eidei Kir plus Kala Deloi Pasuk. So the Chayre, you can learn two possible ways in the Rambam and the Rif Shat and the Gemara. You can learn that Rabbi said Eidei Kir alone is enough. And like Taisus, that Eidei Kir, first like this, you can learn that when Rabbi says Hayolum Chur Davi Yetzi, he means B'tzir of Kar. So you can learn, even though he didn't say it, he's going to learn the case of Nitan. So you have two things. You have both a kala, al kapanim, a kala de basik, and the davar mechur. That's what Rabbi says in Yetze. And the Gemara's maskana is you need dvarim mechuarim plus kala deloy pasik. But kala deloy pasik alone isn't enough. Now the Udval learns that Rabbi himself holds that Eidei Kir is enough, so who would then Kail alone is enough. But the Gemara says like this, Hilchos HaGevasa D'Rav, Hilchos HaGevasa D'Rebbe, like Kasha Ha, B'Kol D'Pasik Al D'Vapasik, Kol D'Loi Pasik V'Leka Eidem K'Rebbe, Kol D'Pasik V'Ike Eidem K'Rav. So he teaches, Kol D'Pasik V'Ike Eidem means Eidem Adav HaMechur, the Dva teaches. And Mel, the Gemara is saying like this, if you have a Kol D'Pasik, or you have Eidei Davar Mechur, that's all not enough. I'm not sure exactly how he's learning the first part of Gemara, called by Pasuk V'Leka Eidem, but he ties his called the Pasuk V'Leka Eidem crowd means one of the two. If you just have called the Pasuk, or you just have Eidei Davar Kir, then it's Karav. So Halacha L'Maitzu V'Paski, you need both things. Now Benkach U'Benkach, this sheet is the most makel. Comes out like this, Halacha L'Maitzu. From the Baal Yinat Maitzi period. Not with the Kol Deloi Pasuk, not with Eidei Kir, not with both of them together. From the Bayil, you only might see they have two things. Eidem of Davar Mechur and Kol Deloi Pasuk. And with all that, it's only if there's no Banim. If there is Banim, and like we said, the Ikar P'sak Halacha is Banim from the Nitan, then even with the Kol Deloi Pasuk and the Eidei Davar Mechur, you're not might see. But this is a psak in the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch. This is a psak in the Shulchan Aruch, Simi Yinaf Sif Aleph, that from the Baal you never might see, except the Edom of Eidei Tumah. And from the Baal, if you have three things, Kala Deloi Pasuk, Edom of Davar Mechur, and Eloi Banim, then you might see from the Baal, otherwise you're not might see from the Baal. And this is the Shittas of the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishayim. And Taisus is similar, but Taisus holds that the Kol Deloi Pasuk alone is enough, even without Eidei Davar Mechur. Now Rashi, he says that Rebbe holds Rebbe's Mafik Ishu Balam B'Kol Kol Dehu Mibayla. Rashi holds Hayu Mechur Davar Yetzei means on the husband. So Rashi is being more machmir, right? And this is a more shchiach tikka case. It's not as shchiach that the suspected mezana marries the woman, but it's more shchiach that is a koyel or Eidei Kir by the Baal, and so there Rashi Shita is that there is you are Meitzi even from the Baal with a koyel of Eidei Kir. That is Kama Shitas and Shitas Rashi in the Rishayim. The Udval learns that you need either koyel or Eidei Kir. That's the most machmet. And according to Rebbe, a koyel the Pasuk, and according to the Gemara is Maskana Kol Deloi Pasuk, and Taisus is also Mashma, that Rashi would hold a Kol Deloi Pasuk alone, even without Eidei Kir, you might see Shemi Baila. And Chuvus Rashi says that there Chelakesim Meshamal, if it's brought in the Beis Yosef Simon Yad Aleph. Now, it's Yitaka, even if Rebbe would hold that way, but the Maskana, just like we said in the Dvar according to Yishayim, that Rebbe holds from the Baal, even one Divik Kir or Kail is good enough, but Lamaisu Paschim need both. You could not learn that way in Rashi. But the Ramban holds in Rashi that even according to Rebbe, you need both. You need a Kail and Divik Kir. But the Ramban says in Chesant Zach, he says from the Baal you need both. From the Baal, all you need is a Kail, You don't need divrei kir. Why? Because when the bayil marries her, that's divrei kir. If a kail comes out for someone and then he marries her, that's the divrei kir that's supporting the kail. So from the baal, you need two things. You need kail and divrei kir. From the bayil, you always have the divrei kir when you have a kail. So kail alone is enough from the bayil. See, the Rambam is trying to answer Akasha. The Gemara in the first braisa said that a nitin aleishes ish vitzia al yaday v'niskarish mitachas yidei acher emkanas layotzi. That let's say she didn't marry the bayil first off. She first married somebody, was divorced from that somebody, then married the bayil. So there the din is layotzi. Why? There's not as much shan if she married someone else. But the shayla is if kail works to be mitzi from the baal, where there's no shot in the marriage b'chlal, there's nothing suspicious at all from the fact that she's married to the baal. It's just the kira alone says, okay, we think she's mezada, we're going to be mitzi from the baal. So who then, why should the fact that she married someone in between make it that now you're not mitzi from the baal? Why would the baal with someone in between be better than the baal? Someone in between is only nifshat that we don't have the big suspicion had to get married to right away. But if you might see from the baal, right, says you don't need that suspicion. You don't have any suspicion other than the kail. So why would the baal by niskar shel yachid be worse? Be more kuladik. Azak der man, very good. Lefi was saying is very good. Because you only might see from the baal with ede kir with a kail but see with ede kir. You need a kail and a dekir. And the braisa is talking about a kail without a dekir. So where's the kir? The kir is have the baal marry right away. The skash le'ach, you don't have kir. If you just have kail, even from the baal, you're not mitzi. So that's a shikl problem. Lefina first sheet was saying, the shuvah sarajmah, that says that a kail is enough to be mitzi from the baal. Why would hefsik achar by the baal be worse than the baal? Now, the Ramban means the Shiltas. The Shiltas says Mefurish, they need both. Both for the Baal and for the Baal. See here? So you're getting the Shiltas. First Shiltas was saying is either one is enough for the Baal and for the Baal. Either a Kail Dulei Pasuk Al Kapanim, and a Dekir. The second Shiltas is that for the Baal you need both. For the Baal, all you need is a Kail Dulei Pasuk because you have the a Dekir because he got married. And the third Shiltas is the Shiltas that even from the Baal, both from the baal and from the bayil, you need both edekir and kol dolei pasuk. So the man is bothered. So what do you do with that braisa? Obviously, it has to be talking about edekir. Otherwise, you're not mitzi altogether. But if with edekir and a kol dolei pasuk, you might see even from the baal. So why would afsek and achah be worse? So he says he clears to say the shultas was garis hani masnisa rebbe, he not hani masniyasa. And the first brisa we're going to say like the pshat the gemara said that who dim baloy afseke acher, you not might see, but even afseke acher lachil la yichnais. He also had a kasha on both Rashi and the shultas that the gemara later on daf chafeim and aleph, the gemara says that Rabbi Bar Nachman said that you might see from the bayil with the kail. That's how he says tanina. And the talayshes shish yisim nachzer afish akanas yaitzi. And the gemara says midam yasam etziu hacha yitzia. Rav Nachman says nami yitzia tnat. So you see that Rabbi Rav Nachman held you not might see from the bow. He has to say yitzia tnat. The bow happened to be might see, and still he says you are might see from the bayil. So you see, there's a chilek. The Chayin Shildas is saying there's no chilek. Both of them, if you have a kol de pasuk and edi kiri, you might see. And both of them, if you don't have both of them, you not might see. And Rabbi Ravuna says klar that there is a chilek at tziyat tanan. So by the baal, you not might see. He himself was might see, but by the baal, you are might see. He says it's a deichik. You have to say the deichik that Rabbi Ravuna doesn't hold of the Gemara earlier. Rabbi Ravuna taka holds the chilik the baal and the bayil, and says Rav held that both the baal and the bayil need edim. Rebbe held that both the baal and the bayil you might see with the kail, and Rabbi Ravuna is holding that from the baal you need edim, from the bayil you might see with the kail, which is a daichik. That's what the Rabban times. But according to Rabban's Pshat and Rashi, it's good because we could be talking about that you just have the koil, but you don't have the rekir. So that's the pshat. By the baal, you're not maisi, because you need both. And the baal does the lane that he married, and that's good for the rekir. That's where Ramban's nice in the sugya. It answers those two kashas, both the mishnah of the afsik acher and Rav Nachman, who clearly is mechalitin the baal and the baal. Now the Rashi, his first pshat says that Rebbe needs both davar mechur and kol of the pasuk, and in the maskana you need davar mechur and kol of the loy pasuk, which is like the shiltus l'chayra. But Rashi has a second pshat that according to the Rebbe, if you have kol and the vikir, that's like edi tumah. When he says ha'il mechur davar yetsay, he's talking about with the kol, and he means yetsay even if yesh lebanim. And the machlokes Rav and Rebbe is the koil without yevikir and ein lebanim. And the maskan is umchalik by the koil alone between kol the pasuk and kol the loy pasuk. But that sheet is Rashi in the shiltus. Like we said, different pshatim you might see from the baal. The shail is you need both edikir and kol and koil, or one of the two. And the Rashi in the second pshat says if koin to Rebbe if you have both, that's mamish like edituman, and it works even by yesh lebanim. The Rosh brings to Rabbeinu Meir, he says in Rabbeinu Tam that even according to Rav, Eidei Kir is like Eidei Tumah. A very interesting thing. Because he's bothered by the whole Lashon. Rav says the Eidim. If Eidim means Eidei Tumah, where's the Nitan? That's what's bothered. That's very much bothered Rabbeinu Meir. I mean, the way he's learning up Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was Chayzer. You know, Rabbeinu Tam and our Taisa said that by the Baal Yinat Maitzi, only with Eidei Tumah. And Rabbeinu Tam apparently was Chayzer. Rabbeinu Meir says this pshat that when Rav says be'edim, Rav even meant edei kir. So what's Rebbe arguing on Rav? So he says like this: Rav says edei kir, you might see from the baal. That's what it means be'edim, edei kir. Because otherwise, what's nitan? What's nitan? And also, what does it mean im yesh le'edim? I feel yesh le'banim teitze pshita. She's aser. This is the raisa. Elamai edim means edei kir. So what's Rebbe saying more than Rav? Rebbe also said Mekir. Hazakta Rebbe means that you have no Eidei Kir, the Baal saw the Kir. So very interesting. If you have Eidei Kir is not the Pshat that we know there was a Tumah. But the Pshat is, it's a sparse into the belt that there's a Tumah. We can't allow such a thing. It's too much of a lies. It looks too horrible. So even from the Baal we might see. But that's with Eidei Kir. But if the Baal comes and says, I saw Dvar Mechorim, so we don't know that he's right. Nobody knows about it. Shavin Ashech Tichad Yisurah, you didn't see the Tumah. So well, there's no Shavin Ashech Tichad Yisurah. Kun Rebbein says, that even with Riyah Sabal, but Rebbe's Riyah Sabal is together with the Kirk. Rebbe's Dvar Mechorim is Riyah Sabal. Eidei Dvar Kir, that's Eidei Tumah, Zot Yabbeinu Meir. This is a big Chumrah. But Riyah Sabal, there, Rebbe says it's asur together with the koil, a koil of the loy. Rebbe even a koil of the pasuk, and the maskana, we need a koil of the loy pasuk together with the riyas sabal. But edim, you don't need a koil. And edim, even by yesh lebanim, you might say. That's the chumrah of Rabbeinu Meir. So that's another sheet this Rishonim. Now the Rosh argues in Rabbeinu Meir, and the pashas, what the Rosh means is that according to Rav, you need edei tumah mamish, and we paskin that when you have Eidei Mechur with Kol of the Loy Pasuk, so then you are Maitzi. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, Dafka from the Baal, and according to Shildas, Dafka from the Baal. And Riyas Sabal, that doesn't work, even with the Kol. That's the Pashas of the Rosh. But the Darkei Meisha holds, and this the truth seems to hold that way, that according to the Rosh, even the Rif and the Rambam hold, when you have a Kol of the Loy Pasuk and Eidei Dav Mechur, you Maitzi from the Baal, because that's Tumah Mamish. But Riyas Sabal, then you're not Maitzi only from the Baal with the Kol of the Loy Pasuk. That's the Ramah's Psak. So the Ramah holds like this. So when you have both the Kol of the Loy Pasuk and Eidei Dav Mechur, that's Mamish Eidei Tumah. And then you're Maitzi from the Baal. When you have Riyas Sabal of Dav Mechur, so then you're not Maitzi from the Baal at all, and you're Maitzi from the Baal together with Kol of the Loy Pasuk. And that's the Psak of the Ramah Simon Yon Aleph. But the Rishonim types the Riff and the Ram like we said before. That from the Baal you're not Maitzi, period. Even with a Kol Le Pasuk together with Eidei Mechur. For Keret, you need a Kol Le Pasuk together with Eidei Mechur for the Baal. That's what the Gaon says, he argues on the Ramah. So, B'kitzah Nimrus Hashitas. The Shitas HaMechaber, which is the Pashas of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Lachas Gedolus and the Rebbeinu Chananel, is that from the Baal, and Taisus was also this way, both have made a time and re entices. From the Baal, you're not Maitzi, period, only with Eidei Tumah. From the Baal, so then according to Taisis, you Maitzi with the Kol Bo'i Pasuk alone, and according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Kol Bo'i Pasuk together with Eidei Kir. Shita number one. Shita number two, the Shiltis, that holds, when you have the combination of Kol Bo'i Pasuk and Eidei Kir, you Maitzi both from the Baal and from the Baal. And the Chayyid is no Chiluk, the Baal and the Baal. There is a sad to say that either one of them is enough to Yemaitzi both from the Baal and from the Baal. Shuvah Zerajah Basim is that way in Rashi. There is a sad like the Ramban to be Mechalik that from the Baal you need both Kalablai Pasuk with Edikir, and from the Baal you have a Kalablai Pasuk, thus a lane that he gets married to is the Edikir. Then you have the Maram, the Rabbeinu Meir, that the Rush brings down, that says that Edikir is Edituma. And you might see even from the Baal. And the Machlokes Rebbe and Rav is when you have the Rias HaBaal together with the Kala, and we pass from the Maisa with the Kala of the Pasuk, we're not might see Kala of the Pasuk, we are. And then we have the Ramah, Pshat in the Rush, which seems to be the tour, that Kala the Loi Pasuk together with Eidei Kir, you might see even from the Baal. When you don't have both, you only have Kala the Loi Pasuk together with the Rias HaBaal, then you might see from the Baal. That's the Ramah's Pshat. Now, one more interesting in the Kuda. The Rishayim bring a lot of rayas that you can't ask the Isha about only with Edom, not with the Kol, not with the Divikir. And some of the rayas you could answer, the Divikir, or Divikir together with the Kol Pasuk, is called the Davar Bar. But it won't be Marech, but the Rishayim bring a rayas to Shitas Rashi and the Shultas. The Gemara at the end of the Darim, there's a bunch of Maisim there of Dvarim and Chuarim of suspicious activity. And the Gemara there says that he wanted to eat something, and the one who was hiding in the house said, don't eat it, a snake bit from it. So the Gemara says the Isha must be mutter, because if he really did do the Avera, he wanted to eat it and die, so he could have the Isha. So that's like a Hechacha against the suspicious activity against the Divikir. So you see that without that Hechacha, it should be also because of the Divikir. That's the Rishayim's Raya to Rashi, that Divikir alone is enough to ask it. So the two answers to this raya. Taisa's answer is that Gemara is going on. The Isha says she was Mizan. She said Tmei Nilach. But the Gemara says we don't believe her. Shemin and Nos Nabacher. And Taisa discusses how you could do that. But that's halacha. But together with Divikir, together with the Isha's Tmei Nilach, then you are Meitzi Mibal. So that's a Chiddush Ladina. And Tmei Nilach, if the Isha's made, that's not enough. Together with Divikir, it is enough. But the other Rishayim say another pshat, that even if we're not going to be Meitzi Isha Mibal, but it's the right thing for the Baal to attack and be Maitzir. If he wants to be Latzah Sedei Shemayim, he'd be Maitzir with this Divikir. That's the Pshat of the Gemara. And that's what the Gemara is saying, since we have a Chacha, he told them not to eat it because the snake bit from it, so Vaistais, it wouldn't even be a din of Latzah Sedei Shemayim. All the Rishayim bring this Pshat, and the Ritva brings you Yishalmi, Mesechtes Ksuvis, Perek Zayin Allah Chavav, Megafafim Saita, Menashkim Saita, Tyra Torit Saita, Mugav Tzricha, that it brings different suspicious activity here, and says she's a Saita, so he said, also means that way, it means lots of Zidei Shemayim. And the Rambam says that the Rambam Al-Chazish, Perek of Dal, Allah Chatezvav, brings all these cases of Rechel Yetzei, that Isha Chagari Sina, and Rechel Amal, Menakila, and he also brings the ones from the Yushalmi, he brings other things, they're both going out from the Rakam Afal, or the Malan Zezem in Abar, and Vechuli. So he says, Imratza Baal Lahaisi Teitze, the Ainzu Tricha Asura. And she loses a Ksuva. So I saw the Ritvaz Mitzanda, that maybe that's what Rebbe means. When Rebbe says, Ha'el Mechud Davi Yetzi, he doesn't mean from the Baal. He means from the Baal, but he doesn't mean there's a Chiv to be Meitzi. He means, Lasses De Shemayim Yetzi. But I don't understand how he can learn that way in the Gemara, because I Vazai, what's the Raya from that? The Rebbe holds you might see with a kail. Al Kobanim, does state in the Rishayim that Divikir, even if you're not might see him in a bow, Al Kobanim, Master Day Shemaim, Yates in a bow, or Taisha says, Bitsi of Tmein, Lach Yates in a bow.